This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A couple of months ago, Erica Barris went to the dentist. She went to a lot of dentists, actually, trying to get a sense of how tough business was for those whose business model involves getting way up close and personal. Business wasn't great, as you might imagine, 3 or so months into a pandemic. So Erica has made the rounds again in search of dental hygiene in the new coronavirus normal.
Last time I spoke with Washington, D.C. periodontist Sally Cram, she was just getting used to being back in practice full time. Cram had spent around $20,000 to outfit her office for the pandemic. Air purifiers, sneeze guards, a washer and dryer for scrubs. Since then, she says, the cost of personal protective equipment, masks, gloves, gowns, has gone up.
Prior to all the COVID things, you know, I wore those anyway when I was doing periodontal surgery. And those disposable gowns were probably less than a dollar. And now I've seen them advertised on some websites and different places for $5 and $10 a piece.
Several of the dentists I spoke to mentioned that PPE costs have spiked, but supply has caught up to demand and commercial laundry services have ramped up. Because of the way Cram's appointments are staggered, her patient load is at 70% of what it was before the pandemic. That's just below the national average of 80%, which is where Colorado Springs pediatric dentist Jeff Call's practice is.
Not perfect by any means, but certainly much better than it was when I last talked to you.
But business is booming for some dentists, including Kirk Nobo in Purcellville, Virginia. Since he reopened his practice in early May, he's hired 2 new assistants because so many patients are coming in.
I know August numbers, we're ahead of where we were last year at this time, which says a lot.
But even though patients are lining up to come in, Atlanta area periodontist Peter Schatz says they're way more worried about their finances than they were before the pandemic. They tell him,
look, you know, insurance was going to cover doing an implant, but now I got to pay cash because I'm out of work. What else can we do?
He says more often than he did in the past, he has to offer lower cost alternatives. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.